Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom Lav Asitzchok and Lui Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Yo Emanuel Ben Shalom Hartman, who is Nifter this week. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Lam and Zayin. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis tells us that there's a Yisur Shlokas, the Yisur of Bishul Ach Akum. If a guy cooks, it's Asur to Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what is the source of this Yisur? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Oichel bekesef tishbereini v'ochalti, umayim bekesef titen li v'shasisi. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to Sichon, he told him, I want you to sell me food, and I want you to sell me water. From here you learn, the same way water did not change from its original state, so also the food that you're buying for him is the food that did not change from its original state. So the Gemara asks, based on that, so if it was wheat that turned to be flour, changed from its original state, it should be usur. And we know this, it's water. So the Gemara concludes and says, it's midarabana, v'kura asmachta be'alma. This pasuk is an asmachta. It's not really the source, because we know there's details that don't fit with the pasuk, but it's asmachta be'alma. Now in general, the idea of asmachta is a big discussion in the Mefarshei HaTorah. What is the din of asmachta? How do you treat asmachta? Is asmachta an actual limud, actual learning from the pasuk? Or has nothing to do with the Pasuk, it's just an idea that we attach to the Pasuk. The Rambam, in the Agdoma to Pirusha Mishnayis, he says clearly that Asmachto means something that does not have, has nothing to do with the Pasuk. It's an idea the Chazal have, and we just attach it to the Pasuk in order to have a similar dover. But the Maharal in Beragoyla Berarishin argues, and the Maharal holds that every Asmachto has a source of the Pasuk. There's something in the Pasuk that tells you the Asmachto. It's not exactly what the Pasuk says. It's not a drusha within the words of the Pasuk. But it belongs to the Pasuk. It comes out from the Pasuk. You have a remez ladover in the Pasuk. Meaning there is a proof ladover, yeshuraya ladover me'a Pasuk, even though it's not the exact source. And the Maharal there in Be'er HaGoyel goes and brings a few examples. And the second example is our Gemara. And he says, what do you see from this Pasuk? What's the Pasuk shot in the Pasuk? The Pasuk is, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Sichon and says, I want you to sell me food. Please sell me water. And sell me food, which is like water. Now the Pasuk is not talking about a gzeiro of Bishul Akum. When I'm referring to that, that's not what the Pasuk is speaking about, as more proves, because if not, other things should be also as well. But the Pasuk is giving you a concept. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu asking for Sichon only water and things that are similar to water? Because in essence, Am Yisrael should not connect to other umus. It is not appropriate for Am Yisrael to connect to other umus. And the way you don't connect all the umos is you don't benefit from their maisei adayim for what they're doing. As we'll speak about in the next year, a little bit regarding what does a bishul akum do to the food. But when an akum is doing bishul, he's affecting the food. Am Yisrael is willing to buy from umos ha'olam, from Sichon, only things that did not change drastically, meaning they're in their original state, the way they came to the world, similar to water. And that is a message, that's a concept. Why? We don't want to connect to them. We want a food, which is the ikar, what Adam is based on in order to nurture himself. With that, he's now relying on goyim. He's taking things from the world. I don't want to rely on a goyim for tikkun oyecha, for the fixing of the food. That is the concept that comes from the pasuk. From here, Chazal came and did an asmach that says, okay, if the Torah tells you that we don't want to rely on goyim, we don't rely on other nations for tikkun oyecha, this is a source for us to establish the concept of Bishul Akum and to say the Bishul is something which is Asur. The Pasuk did not refer to Bishul at all. The Pasuk did not refer to the Gzeir at all. The Pasuk is not a mitzvah at all. The Pasuk just shows you Derech Eretz. The Moshe Rabbeinu telling Am Yisrael, when we're going to come and we're going to do some business with these goyim, we're going to make sure to take from them only raw food, things that did not change. Because if it changes, it's inappropriate for Am Yisrael to benefit from it, to benefit from the Tikkun Oichel of other umus. That gives Chazal the indication that Bishul Akum should be Usur. It was their Isur, but they have a Raya and a source on the Pasuk. This is what Asmachta is all about, according to the Maharal and many others that learn this way, that Asmachta comes to the Pasuk itself. Anyone who wants to join Shom HaShoveh email list, who wants to go, please email shomhashoveh@gmail.com.